91X News.
It's minus one and cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is holding meetings in his Manhattan Tower today, some of them with people you wouldn't expect. Reporter Brad Milkey has the details from New York.
Trump's first sit-down of the day, Tulsi Gabbard, the populist Democrat from Hawaii who endorsed Bernie Sanders in the primary. Of course, Sanders openly detested Trump, but Gabbard holds several views in common. As an Iraq war vet, she's expressed skepticism over the Obama approach to Syria. She refers to the battle against, quote, Islamic extremism and opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership, another example of the lines Trump has blurred in both political parties.
Other top Republicans scheduled to meet with Donald Trump today include Governor of Texas Rick Perry, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and Oklahoma Governor Matt Fallon. U.S. President Barack Obama is contemplating life after the White House right now. He says he will give Donald Trump room to move forward with his platform, but won't hesitate to weigh in with his opinion when necessary. Maggie Rooley of ABC News has the details.
President Obama's plans for day one as a regular citizen.
Take Michelle on vacation, get some rest, spend time with my girls, and do some writing, do some thinking.
But also hinting that he might take a more active role in post-presidential politics, saying he won't hesitate to protect what he says are the core values and ideals of the country where necessary. Maggie Rooley, ABC News, the White House.
Voters in Niagara West Ganbrook have made history by electing the youngest member ever to Queen's Park. 19-year-old Sam Osterfall easily held the riding that had been represented by former PC leader Tim Hudak for the past two decades. Osterhoff says his age wasn't an issue during the campaign.
I think a lot of people are excited to see the unlimited energy that I bring to the table. People are excited to have a voice of change, and people are excited to have someone who's going to be working tirelessly for them. I'm going to surround myself with good people, as I have been doing during this campaign.
In other by-election results, in Ottawa, Vanier, Liberal Nathalie Desrosiers defeated high-profile PC candidate Andre Martin, the former ombudsman of the province. Centennial College is getting nearly $26 million from the Ontario government to open an aerospace campus at Downsview Park in Toronto. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says hundreds of students will now be able to train for high-tech manufacturing, robotics, and aerospace jobs.
So about 500 new students will be able to attend three new aerospace and aviation-related programs, and 400 aviation students from another Centennial campus will also join the Downsview facility. They'll gain theoretical and real-world insight into some of the most dynamic, innovative, and cutting-edge fields in the world.
The government says Ontario's aerospace sector currently directly employs over 21,000 workers. That's news on QNET on 91X to 104. In sports, the Loyalist Lancers men's volleyball team lost their game this weekend to the Candor Panthers. The men hope to rebound from their loss when they take on Fleming College this weekend. And in the NHL, there are two Canadian teams on the ice tonight. The Calgary Flames are on the road to play Buffalo at 7, and Edmonton plays the Chicago Blackhawks later in the evening at 9. For the second straight year, Henry Burris and the Ottawa Redblacks are in the Grey Cup. Burris threw two TD passes in a 35-23 East Division final win over the Edmonton Eskimos in a win in windy and snowy conditions. The 41-year-old Burris says that at this point in his career, he appreciates playing in Grey Cups.
I mean, we weren't guaranteed to be back here this year, and so that's why each and every moment that we have to get back to the show, it means that much more because, I mean, I can't play till I'm 50. I mean, there's never been a quarterback play till he's 50. I'm not Guy Lafleur, and I'm not playing till I'm 52.
The Grey Cup will be played this Sunday in Toronto. With snow swirling, TFC Toronto FC trained outdoors at its training center Sunday ahead of Game 1 of the MLS Eastern Conference Final in Toronto on Tuesday. Coach Greg Vanier says his players had no complaints about the weather.
The turn of weather yesterday was almost a specific moment because we were outside training yesterday and you could tell it went from being moderately cold to cold, wet, kind of snowy, and so today was, you know, we were already planning to go inside, but yeah, it helped make it easy. Usually the guys don't want to go inside, and today they're like, yeah, we can go inside, it's no problem.
Send us your team or Lee scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 106, it's -1 and cloudy. For today's weather, periods of snow about 2 to 4 centimeters in total and a high of -1. Tonight, cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries this evening, then and a high of -4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of +1. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnewsdesk.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan, news on 91X, next at 3.